Documents obtained by The Intercept are revealing that Facebook and Twitter were closely collaborating with the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI to police what they call as disinformation on everything from the withdrawal of our troops from Afghanistan to the origins of COVID. Now, the documents also reveal that an FBI agent named Laura Demlow was in direct communication with Facebook and helped spearhead the decision to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020. Now, one of the more remarkable findings from investigative journalist Li Fang, who uncovered this, was that Facebook and Twitter created special portals for the government to rapidly request takedowns of content. And how did DHS justify all of this? Well, they argued that, of course, false information is a source of radicalization and violence. In other words, it's licensed to censor their political opponents. Joining me now is Miranda Devine, New York Post columnist, Fox News contributor, author of The Laptop from Hell. Miranda, can't think of a better guest tonight to have on, given what we've discovered. How big a story is this?
Look, it's enormous, Laura. I think that the cover-up that we've found out from the FBI in collusion with big tech over our story, the laptop from hell story, is bigger than the original story of corruption. And now we see that it expands right across to all these other issues. I mean, particularly, COVID vaccines. You mentioned the withdrawal, the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, all sorts of things that were awkward disasters for the Biden administration end up being what's being suppressed. So obviously, this is the Biden administration basically harnessing the power of big tech and the security apparatus to silence dissent, to stop their critics. And I guess that's because the Democrats don't have a record to run on, so all they can do is lie and gaslight people and try and bury the truth. And we'll see next week how successful that's been.
Now, Miranda, among the really alarming findings was that former Twitter legal head, Vijaya Gadde, who Musk he fired last week, met monthly with DHS to discuss the plans for censorship. Now, I know this doesn't surprise you, coming from the New York Post, because your stories were suppressed. But it looks like your work was part of what they were looking to suppress, obviously, here.
Absolutely was. And we know that because Mark Zuckerberg has admitted that Facebook came to his people just before our story broke in October of 2020 and warned them about a story to look out for a dump of information that looked just like our story. As Zuckerberg said, it fit the pattern. And that was the same FBI agents who are now named in this lawsuit, Missouri versus Biden, and which is exposing all these internal documents, these internal emails at Twitter and Facebook, and showing how widespread this censorship campaign was. It wasn't just over the Hunter Biden laptop. That's what we had discovered. But turns out it was over a whole range of issues. Whatever was uncomfortable to the Biden administration, you had their agencies, DHS, FBI, reaching out to Facebook and Twitter and Microsoft, all the sort of social media companies and big tech. And unfortunately, it seems that the executives of big tech were more than happy to cravenly roll over.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're extensions of the DNC at this point. And by the way, the documents that you're referencing, it's broader. J.P. Morgan attended nearly all the Cybersecurity Advisory Committee meetings on misinformation and disinformation. Again, quickly, Miranda, they're laying the groundwork, are they not, for this idea of debanking to become an even more mainstream strategy, removing the ability of people to invest money, borrow money, house money in certain institutions. It looks like this is where it's going.
It's really chilling. We saw a taste of that, of course, with the Canadian protests, where, and we've seen it here with GoFundMe, not just closing down anything to do with conservatives. This is a terrifying Stasi-like, I mean, CCP China-like collusion between all corporate, big tech, whatever you call it, and one side of politics. And this is why they're going completely nuts about Elon Musk buying Twitter. Free speech is their enemy and they're trying to close it down.
Miranda, thank you so much for your reporting and your commentary on this tonight. It's so important.